Well, let's talk now about the future of television, which might not even involve TV as we know it. I mean, honestly, is there any surprise there? But on Monday night, Donald Trump's presidential campaign debuted its in-house nightly Facebook Live broadcast called Trump Tower Live. The show features conservative commentators, live footage from Trump rallies, and Trump advisors such as Cliff Sims.
This is just an effort by us to reach out to you guys, give you the message straight from the campaign. You don't have to take it through the media filter and all the spin that they put on it. You can hear it from us directly. So we're going to do this each and every night, and we hope that you guys find it valuable.
Well, joining us now to tell us more about what the new show might say about the future of political media is Boston Globe tech columnist Hiawatha Bray. Hi there, Hiawatha.
Hello.
Okay, so go ahead.
No, I'm sorry. You go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to ask you what do you think the Trump campaign is trying to accomplish with Trump Tower Live?
Well, I think that this can be straightforwardly read as an attempt to rally the troops. I mean, the thing you have to remember, if you're familiar with Facebook Live, is that you won't even know any of this is going on unless you just happen to already be a follower of Trump on Facebook, which millions of people are. And in this case, you'll know that this is going on. You'll get notices that it's happening. Or, of course, you could, if you wanted to, go to the Trump Facebook page and look for it. But how many people who aren't dying to see this are going to go look for it? Probably nobody. It's preaching to the choir. I talked to one person who was about that. I think it was a guy at Harvard Kennedy School who was talking about how this might have made sense as a way of attracting new voters if they'd started doing it, say, 6 months ago. Doing it at this stage, it's only going to reach people who are already committed. And so it doesn't really seem like it's going to have much of an impact on the campaign itself, except as a get-out-the-vote effort.
Which could be important in any election, especially this one. But let me ask you, the poll preaching to the choir thing, I mean, you could make an argument that that's exactly what, you know, cable news outlets have been doing for a long, long time. So, you know, isn't this just the sort of the natural next step, the next evolution to take it away from cable entirely and put it on social media?
Well, that's not going to completely happen, but what you just said is absolutely right. By the way, there's this really good new book out called The Attention Merchants by a guy named Tim Wu. In fact, I think he was over at Harvard a couple of days ago. And he's really talking about this whole fact that there was this period of mass media, which really only lasted about 50 years in America. And now that's over. We are divided into so many little channels and sub-channels of entertainment and information, and the internet has only multiplied that by 1,000. You go and you find the particular channel you want to hear. And that's certainly what's going on here. The Clinton campaign has their own Facebook feeds. Every little subgroup in America is creating their own Facebook feeds. There's nothing wrong with that, but it does raise some serious questions about whether we're losing the ability to talk to each other as an entire nation.
Right. So it's interesting because I wonder what Facebook's strategy is with all this. They say they are not a content producer. They're just like a distributor more than anything.
Yes.
And Sheryl Sandberg, however, has been talking a lot about Facebook Live recently. Talking about the new augmented reality filters that they're rolling out or have rolled out, and they've been advertising Facebook Live. On the other hand, using traditional television advertising. But is it fair to say that this live streaming, this live video streaming, is front and center in terms of Facebook's future strategy?
Oh, I think it obviously is. They've been saying all along that they think that video is the future of social media and pretty much all media. And Facebook Live seems to be proving it. It has proved to be hugely popular. And I don't think there's any question that Facebook is counting on that. But this transcends video. You're raising a great question that transcends video. Even just old-fashioned, I know it sounds weird to call it old-fashioned typing text into Facebook, but the point is Facebook now finds itself really having to cope with the fact that, like it or not, they are a media company and they have not yet figured out how to deal with it. Did you see the story about how some Facebook people wanted to ban they wanted to kick Donald Trump off Facebook when he called for not allowing Muslims into the United States? They said it violated Facebook's hate speech statute. Well, all of a sudden, if you're dealing with a guy who's running for president, you can't do stuff like that. And it causes real problems for Facebook trying to figure out, are we going to have certain standards for what we allow people to say or not say? And what happens if a major public figure steps beyond that? Do we kick him off Facebook? These are questions they now have to ask, and they haven't thought them through yet.
Interesting. Well, so what about how Facebook is positioned in terms of all media? I mean, there's native publishing that news outlets do on Facebook. Also, obviously, right. Facebook directs traffic, vast amounts of traffic to news websites around the world. I mean, is it moving? Is it now, I don't know, the central player in terms of the dissemination of news and information?
Not the maybe, but it's got to be in the top three, not because they generate news, but because so much of what we get in news, we get by seeing what our Facebook friends and the people we follow are posting there. And of course, that means that the algorithms that Facebook uses to decide what we see are having a huge impact on our view of the world. And that's why you had that whole huge controversy where people were saying there are conservative voices that are being deliberately stifled on Facebook. There's evidence that maybe some of that has also happened in Twitter. People are setting up whole new alternatives to Facebook and Twitter because they're afraid that those two companies are going to start stifling what people will or will not be allowed to say. Newspapers have had to deal with this issue forever. The social media in terms of the internet, these guys are just learning to start thinking about this. If we're being used as a conduit for information, what right do we have to pick and choose what information people get? They have some right. I mean, like newspapers, we have editors. We decide what we will and won't run. So it's not like that's an innately bad thing. But when you have as much power, when you're a newspaper that reaches nearly 2 billion people, it becomes a really sensitive problem. And Facebook has got to figure it out.
Well, Hiawatha Bray is tech columnist for the Boston Globe, talking to us about Trump Tower Live appearing on Facebook Live and the future of political media. Hiawatha, always great to have you. Thank you so much.
Great to be here. Thanks a lot.
We'll be back. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is Radio Boston.